People have different ways of heading for the top. Some run for office, others rise to fame on the stage or silver screen. An Englishman named Ian Ashpole chose another route. Today, he floated into the skies above the English countryside with the help of some 600 party balloons. Surprising? Not to Ian Ashpole. He's done it three times before. Today was different, though. He broke his own national record by floating to 11,000 feet. From his home in Ross-on-Wye, England, he explained his record-setting feat.
Well, a team of six of us spent the whole night inflating these three-foot helium party balloons, sort of thing you'll see at events and functions, tying them on lines and then attaching them to a harness. And this morning, when the conditions were great, I went up in formation with a conventional hot air balloon and at 5,000 feet let go and then floated on up to 11,000 feet.
And what, pray tell, is the point?
Well, I guess it probably goes back to a film I saw as a kid called The Red Balloon. It was a French film. It was in black and white. And it was about this little kid who had a red balloon in Paris. And he lost his balloon. And at the very end, red balloons from all over Paris seemed to float towards him. And he collected them all up. And the final shot was him floating away over Paris on hundreds of red balloons. And I guess the image has been with me ever since. And it's great fun to recreate it for real.
So how does it feel to float up there?
It's quite comfortable. It's very quiet, except these balloons are sort of not an aircraft standard quality product. They're party balloons, so a lot of them break up on the way to altitude. And towards the end, it was like firecrackers going off. The balloons were just bursting all over the place, and I ran out of lift at 11,000 feet, at which point I pull out a sharp knife and cut the balloons away and skydived down to the ground.
So what's the next challenge? You're just going to keep trying to go higher and higher every time?
Oh, we like to do various different things. I set a record for the highest tightrope walk between two balloons some years ago. And
what? Wait a minute. You walked on a tightrope between two balloons?
Yeah.
With no net underneath?
No. I'm a coward. I wear a parachute, so you know, if the worst happens, I've got my own portable safety net. But it's still a bit mind-blowing when you're wobbling across this bar at 11,500 feet with your brain screaming, no, don't do this, you shouldn't be here. But once you get over the mental problems of it, you can perform this tightrope walk. Yeah, it's quite good fun.
You know, I just can't. You sound like you need to do all these things. You keep calling it good fun. For the rest of us, good fun is, you know, going to a movie and having some French fries afterwards. I mean, but for you, that's
that's
just
fun too, but I've been working as a balloon pilot for 26 years now, and I love flying, I love parachuting, I love ballooning, and we've got a great team of balloon pilots, crews, helicopter pilots, cameramen and everything, and we can't help brainstorming every now and again and just trying something a bit different, just a little different. You know, we all sort of behave quite normally the rest of the time, but every now and again you've just got to go a little off the wall.
Ian Ashpole in Ross-on-Wye, England. Thanks for joining us, Ian.
Thank you.